I have three outstanding items, we can look at together. Harbor Commission meeting, Tuesday, August 1st, 2023, at 7 p.m. Borough Hall, 100 First Avenue, Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey. The agenda, call to order, sunshine statement. The regular meeting of the Atlantic Highlands Harbor Commission is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of annual meetings to the Two Rivers Times and by posting it on the bulletin boards in the Harbor Office and Borough Hall reserved for such announcements, and by filing it with the municipal clerk on January 4th, 2023. This agenda is complete to the extent known, and formal action will be taken. Roll call, please.
Ms. Alahan?
Here.
Ms. Larkin? Mr. Curry?
Here.
Mr. Kraus?
Here.
Mr. Sawyer?
Here.
Mr. Sutton?
Here.
Mr. Wall?
Here. Pledge of allegiance and a moment of silence. At the moment of silence, I'd like to acknowledge the passing of Lieutenant Governor Sheila Oliver. Please keep the Oliver family in your thoughts and prayers. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, thank you. Correspondence. These items will be enacted by one motion. If detailed deliberation is desired on any item, the commission may remove that item from the correspondence and consider it separately. Number one, Henry Hudson is requesting use of the tennis courts for the fall season. And number two, thank you letter from the Atlantic Highlands Fire Department for supporting the 2023 Fireman's Fair. Number three, Lauren Garcia, on behalf of the Monmouth County Library, is requesting use of the gazebo grass area on Thursday, September 7th, from 3:15 to 4:15 to host an educational program to teach children about therapy horses. And number four, Josh Bachhoff, on behalf of Miller Hill, Inc., is requesting use of the marina parking lot for truck and crew parking and a marina dock for one day of filming. Final dates are to be determined, but should fall between August 21st and September 14th. Insurance will be provided if request is approved.
I have some questions on number four. I don't know whether we want to remove it or address the questions first and then decide what to do. Whether to remove it. The my major question is the filming on the dock. I certainly don't want that to interfere with our boat owners. I suggest that we tell them that it should not be on a weekend. That's number one. Maybe not on Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays, since.
Well, can I stop you right there? Okay. I have talked to Mike about that, and he said that that is changed. And this is Mike here.
Okay.
Mike here. So if you have any questions, you can direct them to him. But right now, we're just looking at parking, which would be between the gazebo and the tennis courts, which they did the last time.
Right.
Just block it off and allow them to park there.
Okay.
It's like a little bit on the
door. Sure.
Thank you.
the start building. Moving down on the street, once it's September 2nd. Building pilots, pilots, they're calling them. They have about 8 to 10 days, got smart tests up here. Regular first avenue. While building there, we have some 40 members, all our cars. So on those 40 days, we right now we have between September 11th and September 22nd. We'll be asked to stop through there and then walk over to the pier. We've also got 4 trucks that we have there, trail trucks. While we're building, probably we need all the parking to come to dust if it's possible. So maybe between September and August 28th. So we end the trees on the 2nd. Our trucks can park overnight.
These are small box trucks. They're not the big tractor.
Heavy trucks.
Should we remove this item and then just, and then separately, readdress without the docks and with the overnight parking?
We'll vote on that individually and with that. Okay, that's fine.
We need to be changed back to the mill.
Our event is up at Mount Mitchell for the local event. The local event is at Mount Mitchell, and the illumination that we have is done from the trail. So. That wouldn't be a.
All right, Mike. Thank you for your input. Well, you gotta stay here. We'll get to it. All right, thank you. All right. So, for the record, let's remove number 4 from the correspondence list. So we have 1, 2, 3. The first 3 items. Would anyone like to make a motion on there?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Ms. Allender?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes. All right, for number 4, if you don't mind, I don't want to say his name incorrectly again. Which Josh is
proposing?
All right. Okay. Thank you, sir. Josh Bacall, on behalf of Miller Hill Inc., is requesting use of marine parking lot for truck and crew parking and a marina dock for one day of filming. Jim, you made some comments. Does anybody have any comments?
Well, we're moving the marina dock.
Right, it sounds like we can strike the.
And then.
So they say there's still potential to use the marina dock?
So do we want to approve parking now and circle back at the next meeting on
and you know, another option, I don't know what your schedule is and whether it fits, but when we get into the winter months, the docks are empty and then it's not an issue, but no, actually, it's busy.
Efficiency.
Yeah.
It's strict, yes. We've got tight forward schedule.
Okay, so, all right, thank you.
I think approve the parking, and then Lou can work out anything in addition to the one day, you know, I mean, overnight.
Give it to the authorities, the harbor manager, to make that decision. I don't have a problem with that.
The only thing I would add is that, just so everyone knows, this is also part of a special events application that has been submitted or that you're in the process of submitting. And just, and Lou, I already know you noticed, but if it proceeds forward, just make sure that, you know, if something's occurring on that day, that the police are definitely in the loop so they're aware of what's occurring.
I did explain that thing, that any roads to be blocked off or anything like that,
you
have to be special
in place. That's all I have.
One more question. If you did decide to use the docks, would you be looking for exclusive use of the dock for the day, or would our tenants be allowed to get to and from their boats?
Supposed to be, if they do it, it's supposed to be short, soon, come in on a motorcycle, go out to the boat, and seems over. This short discussion was the seems over, like, let's be looking at.
Yeah. Special wrestling that rolls around this motorcycle.
All right, Mike, let's not give away the plot.
We're going to have to tell on you.
So.
I see the whole thing, actually.
So you still are asking for, potentially, for use of the dock?
But, yeah.
The thinking is, well, it's probably more work because it's going to be cigarettes, not in boats, on cars, and a lot.
As long as Lou is happy that people are not inconvenienced by more than a few minutes.
And I said, Tom, if there's a boat they particularly like, I'll introduce them to whoever owns a boat to see if they would allow something like that.
Latitude was the one that was used in Francis Stone out there. Yeah.
I just heard the
appropriate era.
I got an email today from Asbury Park Press, and somebody might hear might be interested. The Stugatz, Tony Soprano's boat, is now for sale, $299,000.
A little out of control. I'd like to keep a little bit more control. All right, thank you, sir.
Jessica says yes.
Okay, thank you. Does anybody want to make a motion on number four?
I'll make that motion to approve.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Ms. Moralejo?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wong?
Yes. Okay, thank you.
We have to go back to the motion.
Yes.
Skip motion.
Well, I'll add it. It'll be part of the meeting. Administration, approval of July 5th, 2023 regular meeting minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Ms. Moralejo?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wong?
Yes. Approval of July 5th, 2023 executive session minutes. Do you have a motion?
I'll move it. I'll second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Moralejo?
Abstain.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wong?
Yes. Payment of bills from July 13, 2023, in the amount of $174,496.52.
I move to approve.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Moralejo?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wong?
Yes. Continuing on it onto the agenda, number 7, consent agenda. There is no unfinished business, new business, committee reports, finance. Mr. Curry?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Overall income is down over the prior year about 10%. 4% of that decrease is due to the rentals, with the majority of that coming from berth rentals, moorings, winter storage, and land storage, which we had excessive and aggressive collections in December of 22, which is why we're down year-to-date for 2023. The other major piece of that is fuel sales, which is down almost 22%, and that's mainly due to the decrease in the average fuel price year-over-year. And that's all I have.
Thank you. Leases, Mr. Kraus?
Yes, as usual, several moving parts here. The on-the-deck lease modification and extension has been submitted to the proprietor's attorney. Have not heard anything back yet. There was a late fee waiver request by a tenant in the harbor who had a brother who was hurt badly in an accident over the winter. Resulted in the boat being splashed in, I think, 5 days late. It's a long-time tenant. It's a one-time thing. This committee would like to waive the fee that came to $133 with tax and apply credit to his summer slip of 2024. Since it's under $1,000, unless anybody objects, it's within the Harbor Master's ability to waive that. So, again, if everybody's okay with that, we'll go ahead on that. A charter boat slip came available today. I spoke with the young man who is reconditioning a 50-foot charter boat. I believe he's actually doing it down in Cape May. He was hoping to get it available this fall. He will not be ready until the spring. We are not going to hold a slip for him. We gave him an offer that if he started to pay for the slip in September, we would hold it. But he's not in a position to do that. One way or another, we hope to have that filled. Either somebody else comes in, or he expects to be in on March or April of next year. A couple meetings. Lease committee met today, a preliminary meeting to discuss 2024 summer slip rates and 2024-25 winter storage rates. We should have a set of proposal for everybody to vote on at the September meeting so that we can get the contracts out for summer 2024 slips in September and have the rates approved by mayor and council in September. The lease committee also met with the Atlantic Islands Yacht Club, preliminary meeting on the deck proposal. Not to be confused with on the deck, the deck on the shore casino. And then finally, I met the day after the last meeting, I met with Mr. Smith to discuss his various options on the Towboat U.S. leases. And that's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Kraus. Personnel, Mr. Sawyer?
No report this evening, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Operations, Mr. Sutton?
One item. Mr. Chairman, back on July 10th, the Operations Committee held Mr. Fleeter met with three representatives from C Street to discuss their plan to install additional pilings in the harbor, something that they've talked about for a few years now. They do fully intend to move forward with the installation in early July. They do have some paperwork that has to be finished up, including the rest from the state. And once that's set up, they will be installing the pilings in 2024. The reason we met with C Street was to find out if we will be able to use the barge that they will be hiring. They agreed that we will be able to use the barge. If we are going to go ahead and install, we have about 5 or 6 pilings that need to be replaced. And as you all know, the Madison Queen requested an additional piling, I believe called a dolphin piling, because they did have trouble occasionally coming in with a east wind, I believe. So we have to look at the cost. It's pretty expensive, even if they don't have to pay for the barge. I think they did suggest to us as a C Street that we possibly invest in a steel pilot, which is more expensive than the wood, right?
Well, it's a little bit more expensive, but it lasts longer. It's currently the ones they're using out there now.
The wooden ones cost, I think, $2,500 about per. If you need 5 or 6, and that's not...
Well, you need 3 for the dolphin.
Well, no, that's not including the dolphin. That's the... So if you're talking cost of $2,500, if you can just start work, so I think the finance committee will have to get involved in this a little bit, see how we can actually do this.
Well,
no commitment.
Well, actually, C Street's gonna pay for that, we just have to get the money up for the pilings.
Plus, I said the pilings, but the pilings, if you add them together, it's still gonna be about $2,500, we have the pilings, but they will pay the rate. So, we're gonna be, we're gonna probably push it to the end of the year this year, but again, I think the finance committee will start to get this now, because it's still expensive.
Anything else?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Sutton. Clay Marina, Mr. Kraus?
No report.
Thank you. Special events, Ms. Hohenleitner?
Just briefly, the movies in the harbor were very successful this past weekend, I think we had about 200 people there, so thank you to the harbor staff for making it look beautiful. I know that you've been working really hard, and your staff's been directed to really pay attention to if there's any litter in the harbor, and they've been doing a great job. Thank you for keeping a focus on that. There is the Music and Food Truck Festival on Sunday, August 13th. 4 bands, 15 food trucks. The food starts at 1 o'clock, and the bands start at 5, and it ends at 10 o'clock. And it's First Avenue and Sutton Block, so it's about in the labor.
Yeah, we're going to block that a little while.
And then the Mirwald still really wants to come, so we're trying to figure it out with the Yacht Club and, you know, and just logistically, but there's a new executive director that works with the Mirwald now, and I think she's understanding better what our harbor looks like and how it could possibly happen, but for a shorter term. So we're still working on that. And then Mr. Zerchucci was here last year representing the chamber for the Yachttoberfest event that's supposed to be held on September 30th, I believe. The chamber's kind of reconfiguring, rethinking, so I'm coming to Mr. Sutton and I might be coming to you at the next meeting to discuss what that might look like and what the harbor is going to do to support that. I've had a conversation with Mr. Wall about it already and Mr. Farragin. That's it.
Okay, thank you. Administrator report, Mr. Farragin.
No report this evening, sir.
Thank you. Attorney's report, Mr. Cannon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm an assistant lease committee, as you know, drafting some of these items for the leases that Mr. Kraus explained in depth during his report. In addition, I'm happy to report to the commission that the expert architect that we hired regarding the Togo building is in possession of all the materials that they need, and they should be conducting that evaluation this month.
Okay, great. Thank you. Harbor manager, Mr. Flieger.
Yes, sir. Winter storage contracts and invoices went out, so we are starting to get money in for the winter storage contracts. We're also getting them signed. The Atlantic Highlands Fire Department Fair and Film One Fest were both a success. Both groups cleaned up after themselves. Fire Department, actually, they hire an outside contractor to come in behind them after all the rides and everything are gone. And the very next day, that morning, everything was cleaned by the contractor, and everything was removed by the end of the day, the next day. Same way with Film One Fest, they cleaned up, they opened up the roads, and off they went. Everything there is cleaned up as well. I met with the borough administrator and Angelo's Paving about doing a seal coat on the promenade. Again, there was another gentleman there today measuring out the promenade for that. So hopefully we'll be able to do that, provided that it's within our budget. I have updated the service contract for the 50 metric ton marine travel lift that we currently have in the harbor. So that's all in motion now. We actually just wrote the PO, just got the PO today for the new slings. But every year we have to replace the slings. So this way here, the travel lift is in top shape and ready to go. Every year it also gets inspected by the Marine Travel Lift Company. So this way here, it's a certification that it's safe to operate. I know that sounds a little ridiculous, it's brand new, but it's something that must be done so we're covered by our insurance. So, And that's pretty much it, unless anyone's got a question.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Freer. Assistant Manager report, Mr. White? Okay, thank you. Number 12 is the public portion. Now's the opportunity, if you'd like to address the Harbor Commission, please stand, give your name and address.
Mr. Chairman, can I just interrupt you a minute?
Yeah, please.
I want to talk about the tenant party. Are we going to do that this year or not? I'm asking you guys, do you want to go ahead with it?
In the public, you're asking us? So I guess the answer is yes.
Well, I'm asking, because typically I just go ahead and do it. I just, you know, it's not your blessing.
But it's just a number of people.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Okay, that's no problem. I'm just, before I go ahead...
So you're contemplating it and you want to... Okay, we'll...
Please price it out.
Yep, no problem.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Let's get back to the very important public portion. If anyone would like to say anything, please stand. Raise your hand. Okay, thank you. Executive session. Well, let's keep on this.
Yes, we do, we need a very brief executive session, less than 20 minutes, and we will not be taking any action when we return to regular session.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a motion to go into executive session?
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. I have a motion to come out of executive session. All in favor? Do I have a motion?
Yes.
Second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. All right. I have a motion to go back into the regular agenda.
So
we just did that.
Cut out of one. And a second. Wow. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Yes. So moved.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay.